Welcome to Happy Chat. This is a shorter version of my Happy Talk podcast, and I'll be posting these from SoundCloud to Facebook and Google Plus and other places, my website as well, mhappy.com. Today I want to talk about the difference and distinctions between codependency and the Buddhist concept of compassion. And in Buddhism, our job is to convert everything into compassion. But people who struggle with codependency have real difficulty with this concept. So let me just briefly define codependency. Codependency is a lack of healthy relationship with self. And it's best described by one of my favorite jokes, which is two codependents have sex, and one says to the other, "Well, it was good for you. How was it for me?" So what happens to the codependent is they think more about the other person to the detriment of self. So self will eventually suffer as a result of codependency. So you can see that there would be some difficulty with compassion. So in order to get clear about that, the codependent needs to be comfortable with learning how to focus on how was it for me rather than how was it for you. And this can be a process, but it's pretty difficult if you don't have that distinction of I come first. Just like with the oxygen mask that comes down in the airplane, you know, they always say, give yourself oxygen first and then your child. It's the same concept. And it's very difficult for codependents to get that. So, as I said before, it takes a lot of focus and practice to do that. Once you have that down, then you can start working on compassion. And really, what it comes down to is first being compassionate with self, and then being compassionate with others. And this is also evidenced in the Bodhisattva vow, which says, help me to become enlightened so that I can help others to become enlightened. And that is a very healthy, non-codependent statement. Putting yourself first is not necessarily narcissistic or unhealthy. It's if we have a sense of compassion towards ourselves, we will make amends when we do things that are in error or harmful to others. Since we're human, we will be making those kinds of mistakes. But there, you know, that whole ability to think about ourselves in a kind way rather than in a selfish way is very important. So thanks for joining me this morning. This has been Happy Chat. You can find these on my Facebook page, on Google Plus, and on my website, which is mhappy.com, mhappe.com. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, my.